I'm Paul Majors. Paul Majors. Paul Majors.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. It is Monday at 8 o'clock, and it is the second Monday of June. We like to do it on the first Monday of June, but our paths cross. So, ladies and gentlemen, from CBS 2 News, the number one anchorman in all of Los Angeles, Paul Majors. Nice to see you,
Look
dude.
Good at you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in,
Appreciate
man.
It.
A lot of news going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
You're a man of Los Angeles. You've been on here, what, 6, 7 years? But you're born and raised, you know, around in the area. I went out, took my daughter, my wife went with me last night to Santa Monica. Went to get out of the heat in the valley. And I bought a bike with a kid seat on it, you know, so I could work out and Sophia could tool around and I don't have to hold her while I'm riding a bike, which is illegal, I understand. So we go to Santa Monica. It's 85 degrees in the San Fernando Valley. We drive to Santa Monica and it's like 62, right? It's like a 20,000 degree difference. It's cloudy and it's, you know, it sucks. But it was nice because I like that kind of weather. So we start off in Santa Monica. And Santa Monica used to be, the Santa Monica Pier used to be a hellhole and it used to be filled with gang members. And the city of Santa Monica, to combat that, they put a police station on the pier. No more gang members.
Yeah, they're open there.
Yeah, there's like five cops there, you know, full time. And there's no, you know, nobody has any fear there now. Because there's a cop within like 30 feet of everybody. Then we take the bikes and we go down the bike path there to Venice Beach. And the difference between Santa Monica and Venice Beach is a world of difference. In Santa Monica, you have, 9,000 cops that will arrest you for almost anything. You know, it's sort of a police state, even though they do have their homeless there. But once you get into Venice, there was a guy smoking a bong at the restaurant we were at, right outside, smoking weed right on the walkway
there. Right on the boardwalk?
Yeah, right on the boardwalk. Yeah. And nobody said anything.
And he wasn't sharing?
He was sharing with a couple of other guys there. And then there was an interesting other homeless guy. He was reading Forbes magazine. What is this guy doing?
Trying to figure out how he got there.
This guy's reading about he's looking at all the advertisements.
No, the pier's nice. I go to the pier a lot myself. Now, did you guys go on the new Ferris wheel?
Yeah, with the lights and everything.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. My daughter loves it. She, I've got to hold her because she gets scared of, mm-hmm. At those heights. But it really is, it's beautiful down there now. You know, they really fixed up the joint.
Yeah, they have.
There was a guy that was, I wanted to buy tickets because we were going to go on one ride and we had to split because it was late. So I wanted to take my daughter on the Ferris wheel down there at Santa Monica Pier. And as I'm standing in line waiting for a ticket, a kid comes up to me, says, he's like 15, 16. He goes, hey, I got a wristband here. I want to sell you. I'm like, nah, because, you know, I always get, you know, it's going to be the wrong date.
Right, exactly.
It's going to have, herpes on it or something, right? So I said, nah, pass. I'm only going on one ride. He said, I'll sell it to you for $2. I said, I'm not really that interested. He goes, come on, dude, just give me $2. You know, and I said, no, dude, I'm with my daughter. You know, let's not have a confrontation here. Just, you know, mellow out. Sell to somebody else. And he goes, F you. He goes, I'm not going to sell it to you either. And I said, dude, don't swear at me. Sell it to this guy right here. And so he taps this one guy on the shoulder. And I knew from looking at the front of him, he was like an undercover cop. So he taps this guy on the shoulder. He goes, hey, what time is it, buddy?
Dude.
Yeah. But it's
amazing.
In the summertime,
I'll tell you this. Because we go down to we like going down to Santa Monica and just wandering around. Why? It's a great place to walk around.
Yeah,
and Venice is interesting, too.
Right.
But in the summertime, because Santa Monica is so accommodating to the homeless, and as you well know, the police chief in Phoenix, Arizona, keep on heading west to every homeless person who comes to Arizona from every cold place in America.
Right.
I mean, they practically put them on buses and drive them to Santa Monica. And Santa Monica is very accommodating. Now, the park just to the north of the pier.
Right.
Seriously, you get on the bike again this summer.
Right.
Like July, August. Go over there, and you'll have a good view from the bike path.
Right.
You cannot walk through the park.
Is that right?
Well, I'm not kidding you. Without stepping on somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're all sleeping out there, huh?
Taking a break, yeah. And it's a great place to take a break because the city is accommodating to the homeless people. And as I said, Arizona, New Mexico,
right.
Keep going.
Right. Well, I think if I were homeless, I would be on Venice Beach as well, as opposed to in Manhattan or, in Chicago, where it's 40 below.
You know, here's another thought for you, too. You board a plane in Chicago, January.
Right.
It's zero out, and with the wind blowing, it's 32 below.
Right.
And you're watching those baggage handlers.
Right.
Aren't there jobs in Phoenix?
Well, that's with everything, yeah.
I haven't figured that one
out.
Yeah,
exactly, with everything.
Outdoor stuff, though, yeah.
I don't know. I guess they stick around for family, you know. Or I don't know what the hell they're doing. But it is, I mean, the difference between Santa Monica and Venice is, and right on the border there, where Venice starts, that's when the real craziness happens. It's almost like going back to a lawless, stage. You know, some of those movies where everybody's an outlaw and everybody's a criminal and there's no police anywhere. It's sort of like that. It's sort of like, escaping Manhattan or whatever that movie was.
Isn't it nice, though, you can share that bong experience with your daughter?
Yeah. But every time, you know, because we could smell the pot smoke. And my wife said, should we move tables? I said, why? And she goes, because Sophia's getting a contact high here from the marijuana smoke. I'm like, well, eventually she's going to get one anyway. She's 2.5. But she's not going to get high just, smelling somebody else's pot smoke, I don't think. I don't know. Maybe you can. And then I drive back, and she loves, occasionally we treat my daughter to McDonald's. And we drive through, and two things I discovered at McDonald's yesterday. They have a very strict sauce plan now. If you had 4 to 6 McNuggets, you get one sauce. 6 to 10, you get 2 sauces. 10 to 15, you get 3. And 20, you get 4. And that's it.
That's it?
Then you got to buy the rest of the sauces.
Which airline acquired them?
I don't know. And then there's no tomatoes. Everybody's with the... what happened with the tomatoes? You're in the news.
Well, there's a problem with certain tomatoes. They're still trying to figure it out. It's salmonella. In fact, they're doing the testing right here in California.
And they have no idea where it's from.
Well, I know at Burger King, if you go to Burger King, you can still get a tomato on your burger because Burger King actually uses a private grower, which is FDA recognized. I learned that today for the first time.
That's pretty neat. So go to Burger King.
But, I mean, you can still go ahead and cook a tomato and do all of that. Just don't eat any raw tomatoes. What are the other ones? The Romas? Round Ripe, I think they're called. They're
right.
Three
you can still
varieties.
Eat the little ones, I guess. But who's going to take a chance? I mean, tomatoes aren't that great anyway. Who's going to take a chance in eating this crap? Because from what I understand, if you get this salmonella, I don't know how to pronounce it. You're in the news. You'll pronounce it correctly. But I understand if you get that, you end up in the hospital with the S's for 2 weeks, a headache, a radical infection in your stomach, throwing up. I mean, it can kill you. It can wipe you out.
Yeah, if you're old or an infant.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Or you have my immune system.
Like the flu, yeah. That's true, too.
Smoking and drinking most of your life. I passed by a bottle of ketchup, I catch a disease. all right, so before we get into this, I know that you guys have taken the Where Are They Now and put it on hiatus for a while
for the summer.
But still, I think a lot of people are interested in maybe we'll get some good ideas for,
can start working on as soon as summer's coming.
For this fall. Yeah. But it's a great addition to CBS News. And I've noticed that you guys, that the ratings have gone through the roof over there at CBS and KCAL.
Absolutely.
I heard KCAL, especially, they've doubled their numbers in 25-54, which is a great demographic.
Because of you.
Thank you very much. No, it's because, the guys are out there. I think this is why CBS and KCAL are kicking ass in the news. There's two stations. They have 2 helicopters. So whenever there's a high-speed chase, we always keep it on Channel 9 News here in the studio, because whenever there's a high-speed chase, the guys from Channel 9 and Channel 2 are all over it. I mean, I don't know whether you guys have 15 helicopters just hovering over Southern California. Who's the pilot for the...
Larry Welk.
Larry Welk, yeah. But that guy...
Among many. We have several.
But that guy's all over it.
Larry Welk, I'm telling you what. I'm tooting his horn, so I don't feel bad about doing this, because it's not like I'm tooting our horn.
Right.
That guy's the best there is, and I really do mean that.
Yeah.
He's the best helicopter pilot / reporter in the air there is.
I really
do mean that.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the few also that flies and reports.
Exactly.
A lot of them, they're sitting in the back and they do the reporting and some guy else is flying. But you can occasionally hear Larry Welk stop talking to you to have to talk to the other helicopter.
Top of the tower
or something like that. All right. Paul Majors does a piece every Thursday. They've taken it off the charts here until September or so. But where are they now? If you want, if you have a good one, maybe you know, Paul Majors will throw it on CBS too. And here to explain exactly how it works is Paul Majors. How does that work? Where are they now? You go find old athletes or old politicians or people
old
that are
buildings,
victims.
Old restaurants, anything you want.
Is that right?
You know, things you might have remembered from your youth or people who were in the news.
Right.
You know, perhaps for an extended period of time or even for a short period of time who made sensational news and then just disappeared.
Right.
And so, you know, you might wonder, whatever happened to the Brown Derby? Whatever happened to Tim Conway Sr.?
Yeah, you know, there whatever, he is. You know, sitting in the San
whatever
Fernando
happened
Valley.
To Junior?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it could be anybody, athlete, movie star, just a person who made news.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you're looking to, you know, pitch an idea or to Paul Majors here, where are they now? Where the hell are these people or these places or these things that were part of our youth growing up and now they've disappeared? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I know that you guys had covered this extensively, the fires at Universal, which happened a week ago yesterday, I believe. And thank God that not only CBS, but NBC, ABC, KTLA, KTTV, and KCAL had cameras up there to film the a-holes that are from out of town still wanting to get into Universal and still bitching that Universal isn't going to open the gates when they had the biggest fire in the history of the San Fernando Valley on their property.
And they're sitting out front in the hot sun. They're sitting out front in the hot sun.
Right.
And finally at 2:30, a spokesperson for Universal Studios
says so
has
happen.
To come through the front gates and right. go, you know, folks, you might as well head home.
Right. They gave him free water.
Mm-hmm.
They had free mariachi music
yeah.
up there. That cures all.
Had a big bong.
Yeah, exactly. And they also gave them a free pass, you know, if you wanted to come back, you know, anytime the next 45 days. And yet people were still bitching and complaining that they couldn't get into Universal. This one lady was complaining that she didn't have a car. So, you know, now she's got to take the bus home and come back some other day. And she was holding a 2-year-old. So the 2-year-old is, you know, whatever, you know, toxins, I don't know what's coming out of these old sets, you know, what God knows what they made, you know, they were made out of back in the 50s. But this lady's holding a 2-year-old and complaining, saying, oh, Universal Studios is scamming us. Like, that's the big scam going on. That the CEO and the CFOs, all the big wigs at Universal said, how can we really screw tourists over? I know. How about a $50 million fire that causes damage that it will take years to repair?
Well, and you live in the valley. All the toxins from those video cassette tapes that were in storage.
Right.
You know, as you said, that was the largest issue. Those things are made of plastics from,
right.
you know, who knows when. I mean, they were even warning Valley residents.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
especially
to reduce,
in Toluca Lake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Reduce your activity. Stay inside. If
right.
you can go somewhere, go somewhere.
Well, they also talked to some, you know, people are, well, you know, what's great about doing radio in Los Angeles and being alive in Los Angeles is there's never a shortage of a-holes. There is constant, you know, we're constantly making new ones every single day. And the people that were still jogging around Universal, they had a videotape. I don't know whether it was KCAL or CBS or NBC that did this, but they interviewed a guy that was jogging past Universal Studios while the fire was going on, and the guy was complaining that his lungs were hurting. Right? There's 16 million square miles in California where you can jog, and this guy decided to run down Lancashire jogging with his two dogs. They stop him. He's like, yeah, I feel a little pressure on my lungs. I wonder what that's from. Do you think that mushroom cloud
has anything to do with it? 45,000-foot plume of smoke has anything to do with it?
Jesus Christ. And yet, these people that are jogging, they drive me crazy. Because I've talked to doctors before that said if you jog in around cars, you know, freeways or big, thoroughways or boulevards, that it's a terrible thing to do. If you jog like along Ventura Boulevard, breathing all that crap in is horrible for you. That's why I love driving down Montana where they're jogging in the middle of these two basically freeways. You know, on both sides, there's nothing but cars, and they're jogging down the little grass in the middle of it. That's worse than smoking a pack of cigarettes.
You know, you're in the valley during the day. Lots of times I have some business and things to do, which take me through Wilshire, just down from here.
Right.
And you see people jogging, you know, noontime, jogging Wilshire all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how the traffic is on thing.
I don't get it. Yeah. All right, let's take some of these phone calls here. Paul Majors is with us from CBS 2 News. And they do a piece over there, Where Are They Now? Let's talk to Jay in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Yeah, how's it going?
All right, man.
Yeah, Reginald Denny from the Rodney King riots, from the L.A. riots. Does anybody know what happened to that guy?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, the guy that Football Williams tried to take out with a brick.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
In fact, I just saw an update about him last night, Jay. He National Geographic Channel. Just did a one-hour piece about the Bloods and the Crips, and it was a brand-new story, and they updated his deal. He didn't want to be interviewed for the thing, I think is what they said last night, but they described him as doing fine.
Is that right?
In spite of taking, taking that brick right to the head.
Yeah, he took a beating on international TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. But I remember when that whole thing happened, Was it Football Williams? Was that the gentleman that I think it was Football Williams, and he got off fairly light.
He got 10 years, I think.
Yeah, or he got like a couple years, then probation. But it was a real strict probation. That's how they nailed these guys. You know, they'll give you 3 months in jail, but the probation will be you can't drink, smoke, you can't leave your house, you can't associate with your friends. You can't, go to a liquor store. I mean, there's a whole thing they can nail you on. And the cops will pick you up on it. Now, instead of going to trial, you violate your probation. You're going to jail for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what happened. I think he was caught.
That's a good one, though.
Outside of his house. Football Williams was caught outside of his house having a beer on the sidewalk, which is public property. Cops saw it. Boom. He's gone. And I believe he died in jail. I know he's no longer with us. All right, what happened to, or where are they now, everybody? Let's talk to a Sharon in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. I was calling to find out whatever happened to Christine Leung on, I think she was on Channel 7 News.
Yes, yeah. She was.
Yeah, I really would like to know what happened with her.
You know, that's a good one. Somebody mentioned her at work along with Dr. George Fishbeck, and I just actually saw Dr. George. He came to our station the other day.
Is that right?
Guy looks great, yeah. And Christine Lund, if I'm not mistaken, I think she spends a lot of time, and I think she might be somewhat successful at it from what I've been told. She's an artist.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You know, painting.
Yeah, I like that, Christine Lund. And George Fishbeck or Fishbeck? Fishbeck.
Fishbeck.
He's still alive?
Dr. Jackie, I'll tell you what.
Guy did the weather, right?
Fit as a fiddle, yeah. Remember bow ties?
Yeah, and his hand over his heart. Exactly, he would swear that it's not going to rain tomorrow, and it poured.
Yeah. Yeah, he came through the station, and in fact, he came over to see Johnny Mountain. And Johnny,
how old is he now? How old is George Fishbeck?
230, I don't know, 80s?
I think his great-granddaughter works at Nate Now's. She's in her 80s. All right, Paul Majors is with us, everybody. Where are they now? And Paul will pick up this piece starting in a couple months. They're taking the summer off. But he knows a lot about where these people are. And if you'd like the information on these folks, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show. Paul Majors joins us from Channel 2 News. You can see him tonight at 11 o'clock, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Paul Majors joins us from Channel 2. You can see him at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Every night.
Well, we both work the late shift.
Yeah. Paul used to just do the 5 o'clock and the 11 o'clock, and they liked him so much they gave him the 6 o'clock and gave him a huge bonus.
Actually, no one else would do it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's just me.
But a major bonus. Off the air, on the air, he'll deny it. But
if you were home eating dinner with Sophia, they'd have you do it.
But watch Channel 2 and Channel 9. They do have the best news telecast.
Apple?
Yeah.
Oh, Bubble.
She's gotten some more now. She likes the
Tom Likas.
I like Tom Likas. Yeah, she loves that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, where are they now? Paul Majors does a piece every Thursday. They're taking the summer off, but they'll be back in early September. And looking for some good ideas. How about Kelly and Laverne? You're on 97.1. How are you doing?
Hi. Hey. I'm really curious about Elian Gonzalez.
That was a young boy that came to Miami, Florida from Cuba.
Yeah.
And who went back to Cuba.
I actually saw some on TV about him the other day. He lives in a small town called Cardenas in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cuban government has like protected his privacy so nobody can talk to the dude.
Oh, how old is he now?
He's 38.
He's not three.
No, listen. Well, he's got to.
Well, he was five or what? 5 or 7 when he was here?
I guess he was. How old was he when he?
I suppose we could Google.
Was he 10?
I don't know. Can't remember.
He's probably. I would say he's like 13 or so. Maybe
oh yeah,
14.
I would think so. Yeah.
Probably getting chicks. I mean, that's a way to get chicks. You know, I'm Elian Gonzalez. I'm like world class news, man. You get the sympathy chicks, but you know, like my mom tried to take me to the United States and died on a raft, and I survived. And
star status, stuff.
You're a big stud, dude. I bet mm-hmm. that guy's getting 12 and 13.
He's gonna hit 18. He's gonna want to move to Miami.
How old is he? Oh, he's 7 when he came here, and that was what year 2000, I think, maybe in 1999. So he's got to be 15 years old. 15 years old. Look at that, dude. All right, let's take some more phone calls here. How about Will in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
All right, what do you got?
Whatever happened to Larry Carroll of Channel, I believe it was Channel 7.
Channel 7, that's right.
Yeah, Larry Carroll.
You can hear Larry every day on the radio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's on KFWB.
KFWB.
Yeah, he's on at, I know he's on when I'm driving to work at 2 o'clock.
2 p.m.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen to...
you know how long he's on?
980 KFWV.
Yeah, he does the news.
Yeah, he was with Gina Grad's dad works up there. Probably get a, he may still be in the building. Look at that.
In fact,
where is he now? He's upstairs. That's where he is.
I ran into him. My wife and I and our kids were at dinner in Malibu, and we were waiting to get to our table, so we're sitting in the bar area.
Right.
And then this guy walks in and sits in front of us at the bar, confiscating our view of the ocean. And I don't know who he is, but as soon as I heard his voice, I tapped him and I said, Larry Carroll.
Is that right?
Yeah, he turned around. Yeah, in fact, he was there with his fiance. He was planning a big wedding.
And where were we eating in Malibu?
We were at the Chart House.
Okay. Look at you, man, enjoying yourself. Nice to have that TV money.
Hey.
Yesterday, I ate a burrito I bought off a cart in Venice.
Hey, so, that's what I do.
Yeah. I couldn't believe how expensive it was. We ate at an S-hole right on the boardwalk there in Venice. And I had chicken wings. My wife had a burger. I had a beer. She had a drink. $42 for the worst meal we've ever had.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I can't believe it. $42. All right. Where are they now? Let's talk to Michael in Rialto. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, dude.
Good.
Wondering where is Michael from Good Times, the youngest boy on Good Times?
Oh, yeah. That was, what was the name of that actor? Carter, I think, is his last name. Yeah, that would be interesting to find out where that dude was. I think he was my age. Because I remember when I was going to school in the Valley, that he didn't go to Birmingham, but he was in the same grade I was when I was in Birmingham. But I think he went to, a private school.
Huh.
I remember, hearing stories about that dude.
Yeah, man. Since Good Times, he just kind of fell off.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We'll write that one down.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Yeah, that's I love that Good Times. Everybody remembers that show.
Temporary layoffs. Good Times. Easy credit rip-offs. Good Times. Scratching and surviving. Good Times.
Look at you, man. All right, let's talk to, Ryan in Fontana. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Starts.
Hey, what up, dude?
You're the best.
Thank you.
I guess that's directed towards me. I couldn't remember the name of the guy that used to host the Family Film Festival.
But he used to come out every morning, sat on the weekends.
Yeah, you know, I think he's actually doing film reviews for KNX. And I can't remember his name either.
Like Hal, something.
Yeah, but he used to have a projector, and he'd flip that projector on.
No,
that's how far we go back.
Decidedly low tech.
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, was he the same guy that used to host the Popeye show in the morning on
Sunday?
Yeah,
it's exactly right, dude.
All the Popeye, olive oil, all of those, and an episode would come out.
Yeah, you know, I totally forgot he did that until you mentioned it. And I don't know why Popeye needed a wraparound host, but evidently he did to talk about, you know, what's going to happen in this episode. But he'd always say the same thing. You know, Popeye's going to get in trouble. He's going to find some spinach. He's going to get really strong, and Brutus is going to get his ass kicked. Well, let's roll the tape.
Hey, Ryan, what do you do?
I'm a truck driver, but I'm 34, and I grew up in the 80s, man.
Right.
Those old Sunday morning waking up and watching the Little Rascals on the
I know.
On that family film festival.
It's just that I know what watching too much TV did to Tim. I was just trying to figure out what happened to you.
I watched way too much.
Have a good one.
Thanks for calling in, Ryan.
Thanks for calling. You know, I was talking to a child psychiatrist. We have him on the air pretty often here. His name is Dr. Sophie. And I only remember because his last name was my daughter's first name. And he said, how often does your daughter watch TV? And I said, she looks at it every day. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he says, well, she should only watch 10 to 15 minutes of TV a day. I said, 10 to 15 minutes? Are you kidding me?
You can't even watch a half-hour program.
She's watching 10 to 15 hours.
Yeah, that's
normal. She loves it. She loves that
TV. Well, what did he say it was going to do to her?
I don't know. I mean, eventually you got to figure it out.
That guy just hates TV.
Tom Hatton, I think, was the name of that dude. Remember? I think that's who it was. Tom Hatton. And he hosted a film show. And I believe he still does film reviews for either KNX or KFWB. But I love
you're
that.
You're talking
dude.
About him rolling the film projector. Do you remember George? Was it George Michaels? George Michaels? On Sunday nights, it was on TV across the country. It was like some sports rap. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the Sports Machine.
Yeah, the Sports Machine.
Yeah.
He'd roll that big 2 or 4 inch videotape right. machine thing.
Right, yeah. He'd hit a button and
it wasn't
thing
doing
and start
anything.
Spinning.
Yeah.
And yeah, I watched that show. That was like the first, you know, real sports show.
Oh yeah,
at
yeah.
Night.
And he did that out of Washington D.C.
Yeah, the Sports Machine.
Yeah.
So he was yelling
George
at everybody.
Sports Machine.
Yeah, I heard he was difficult to work with. I don't know why that came up, but I heard he wasn't. It was a very difficult man to you know, to hang with. And yet he was still, you know, he was doing Pirates 6, Cubs 8, you know?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to it.
Yeah, that was the drill.
It was watching the machine whirl.
All right, let's take a bunch more phone calls here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Paul Majors is with us, and he does the Channel 2 News every day at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And 11 o'clock. And one of the big stories is what happened over the weekend, all the murders.
Man, yeah,
I
we did that
I think
there
were 8 in the city and 14 countywide.
12 in all, yeah, maybe 14, yeah.
12
yeah.
to 14?
Yeah.
Now they just ballpark them. Yeah, 12 to
yeah,
14.
Yeah, maybe, you know. Well, how about
what
this?
Happened?
Well, how about this? So as I'm reading that article today and right. watching us cover it on the news, you know, we have this abnormal number, right?
Right.
But, you know, 2 to 3, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. 2 to 3, it's no news at
no
all.
No news at all.
Yeah, except for the guys.
I'm serious.
Right. Except for the guys who that happened to.
Here's the problem. Homicides are up this year, which, you know, in a weekend like this, even the deputy chief said, you know, it's an anomaly. You kind of expect this to happen once in a while.
Right.
Homicides year to date compared to a year ago are up 8%. Now, that's not that much.
Right.
The problem is this.
If you're one of the
8%. Yeah, you're right. The clearance rate on the homicides is down 28%.
What does that mean?
In other words, a year ago at this time, they'd solved 28% more of the homicides.
Oh, I see. Wow. Yeah. All right, so you can get away with murder. Some people are getting away with murder.
28% of them are, yeah.
Jesus Christ. But I saw that, and I couldn't believe it, you know, because I told my wife, it was hot in the valley on Saturday, and I said an LAPD detective told me this, and they did a lot of research on this, and they pinned it down. And this might save some people's lives if they're listening right now. But on a hot summer Saturday, between 9 and 10 p.m., that's when most of the killing goes on. So stay in your house or stay off the roads between 9 and 10 p.m. on a Saturday when it's hot outside. And he said, you knock your chances down by about 25%.
Yeah, some of this is gang-related. Some of it, they don't know what the motive was. They found this one guy. They have nothing in this case. This guy's just shot dead, lying all by himself. That was the one out in Arleta.
Right.
But clearly, some of it's gang-related, and some of it, they even indicated, that they don't know for sure. It could be he-related. That's a fact.
Yeah, and then some idiot came on today and said it might have to do with the gas prices.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, wait a minute. Gas goes from 360 to 420. And people are getting killed over that?
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, Christ almighty. Where are you where your life is, basically destroyed because gas went up 60 cents? You get killed over it?
Have you seen, though, all the ingenious ideas on the news, people coming up to steal gas?
No.
Here's my favorite one. This guy gets a horse trailer, right?
Right.
But it's you can't see in. It's one of those, that looks real fancy.
Right.
It's not like slats.
Right.
So... He then works that trailer, so he's got these big drums inside the trailer, right?
Right.
And then he carves a couple holes in the floor of this thing, right? So he's got these hatches that, he can move.
Right.
So he pulls up to the storage tanks at this gas station up in Northern California.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, the gas station's busy, ding, 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 ding.
Right.
People buying gas, people going inside buying candy bars. He pulls up to the storage tanks, opens those hatches up, unscrews those somehow, which he'd figured out, then lowers his siphon hose down in their main tanks.
That's so classic.
Loads her up, gets busted.
Right. I mean, that is truly remarkable. I guess that's going on all over the joint now.
Oh, it is.
What people are doing is, I saw this on the news, where you go to fill your tank up, and you put the hose in your tank, and you go in to take a leak or buy nachos or whatever, and there's guys in there that will stall. They'll be in front of the line in front of you and stall, buying lottery tickets and stuff, and their friend is taking the tank, taking it out of your tank and put it in theirs, and you come back, and it's $185.
Oh, yeah.
Any
stored equipment anywhere, particularly diesel?
Right.
Stored overnight in unlit areas?
It's over.
Gas. Yeah, that diesel's gone.
I know. It's like we're living in a different world where people are stealing, gasoline. And it's $4 for a gallon. You could steal, why wouldn't they be stealing Grey Goose at $150 a gallon?
Well, I got to say this. Diesel, which is even more expensive, over $5 a gallon. I don't understand. And we had Ryan on earlier, the trucker. Remember, he said he was a trucker. I don't know how these guys are doing it.
There
can't be any profit in it.
I know. I mean, it's $5.15 a gallon.
And they work their rears off anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. These guys are, probably just breaking even.
Yeah.
Speaking of Grey Goose, this is something now that liquor stores or grocery stores do, because a lot of people are going to grocery stores, opening
up.
Yeah, they lock it up. They put up the glass. And now you've got to do the I'm not an alcoholic chase the manager down, right?
Yeah.
You've got to go to the manager, and with your widest eyes and we're having a party.
It's open up that sale.
You got to load up your cart with like paper cups and plates and hot dogs, and like, hey, we're having a big party. Can I get one of those Grey Gooses out of there? And then ditch the cart and
two-inch wad of juicy fruit in your mouth.
And you know what they do at Vons is they take the humiliation a step further. You've got to track somebody down and walk them to the to the liquor cabinet. It's very guilty walk, and then you say, "I'll take a bottle of Grey Goose," and then they look at you and go, "I'll meet you at the register." You got it. So now you got to go to the register, and you pay for your milk, whatever you buy, and you're like, "Oh, that's mine too." I'm like, "Oh, is this that guy's Grey Goose over there?" Yeah, that's mine. This is my daughter, Sophia. Sophia, this is Jan. She works at Vons. But it really is humiliating.
I noticed no fruits or vegetables.
It really is humiliating. It makes you want to, stop drinking.
It does work like that.
If you go to, even BevMo does it now. They lock up
Ralph's,
the... The key now is buy the crappy vodka, blow out your liver and have a hangover.
Yeah, keep the Grey Goose bottle at home and just fill it back up.
Exactly. All right, Paul Majors is with us, everybody. And if you'd like to find out what's happened to maybe a celebrity, perhaps somebody in the news, maybe a politician, nobody knows more than this Paul Majors, I'll tell you. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. You can see Paul Majors at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and again 11 o'clock on Channel 2. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, let's take some more phone calls here. Whatever happened to, and nobody knows more about this than our good friend here, Paul Majors. Chuck in Guam, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, Conway, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, not much. I got one for Paul. How about the greatest celebrity out of Guam ever, the Nasty Man?
The Nasty Man.
The bald man with the tan.
All right, I think he's actually still in Guam.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but we have some audio here of the Nasty Man. And he was on the station for a little while, the Nasty Man, nice guy. I think his name was Chuck Nasty. I don't know what his first name was. But I do remember when he was on the station, he was full of energy, had tons of energy. He liked to do the show without his shirt on. And I found that a little off-putting. And then I remember being in the bathroom once, and he came up behind me and, like, grabbed my ass. Ah, look at this guy. Look at this guy's ass. I'm like, you know, I don't like that. I'm not really into that. I don't mind if you know, guy gives me a high five, but in the bathroom, I like to keep my distance.
Stance, though.
Yeah, the other fellas. All right, here's the Nasty Man, everybody.
Yes, I am the bald man with the tan from Guam. The Nasty Man set to bang nearly 1 hour nonstop, and we are going to bang the drum Nasty Man style.
I saw him on YouTube. If you look up the Nasty Man with who is the guy, James, the singer, James Brown.
James Brown.
Well, James Brown has had an unbelievable career. And now he has to go on an interview with the Nasty Man over at Kiss FM. And they only had one microphone. So he's pulling this James Brown within like an inch of his own mouth and doing this interview. And it's the most uncomfortable thing ever. If you go to YouTube and look up Nasty Man and James Brown, your skin's going to crawl when you see this.
I met James Brown.
You did?
I flew to Augusta, Georgia with a friend, right? It's a little tiny airport, right? And I look across, and my friend has been to like 25 James Brown concerts. I'd never been to one, but I always liked his music, you know?
Right.
So I see James Brown waiting because he lived in Augusta, Georgia. And I yell at my friend Dave. I go, Dave, James Brown. We start running that way. And pretty soon, boom, a phalanx of big, giant bodyguards. I mean, knocks us almost down to the ground. They form a wall around him.
Wow.
I have my little camera, and I go, just want to take a picture of, you know, the Godfather. And James, they look to James, and James just nods. The wall parts. We go up there.
Wow.
I look at James. I go, what are you doing here at the airport, James? And he says, not making this up, just like this, going to Scotland. And my friend Dave's got golf on the brain, right?
Right.
And Scotland, of course, is the home of golf.
Right.
My idiot friend Dave says, are you going golfing? I said, God, no! Going to sing! Right. We leave there. I look at my friend, James Brown, are you going golfing? Well, you know, no, I don't.
Are you going golfing?
And literally, I said, God, no! I'm going to sing!
Jesus. You should have done the whole newscast like that one.
I crawled out of there.
You got to do that one night. The 11 o'clock news is James Brown. A little wig on. Enjoy yourself. All right, Paul, thanks for coming in. Paul Majors,
Dave,
everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
In a little over 2 hours now, he'll be sitting there on Channel 2, so you can check out what he looks like.
Check it out.
The brown striped suit on tonight. And who's co-hosting with you tonight, or co-anchor?
Laura's back from vacation.
Laura's back.
Mm-hmm. She's back from vacation.
Hey, fantastic.
Johnny Mountain, Jim Hill.
All right, speaking of news, we do our own news here at 9 o'clock, and here with a preview of it is the lovely Gina Grad, everybody.
Well, Big Brown and the LA Lakers are all recuperating from a hard weekend today. This and more after the break.
All right, and here's Jerry Wyschowski with what's happening on the David Letterman Top 10 list tonight.
Top 10 ways your neighbor is a space alien.
Okay.
How was it? I'm sorry. I forgot to write it.
No problem. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks to Paul Majors for coming in. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.